Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com with a quick reminder that registration is about to end for our Prospect Like a Pro online course. Now, we're going to be kicking off and going live tomorrow, May 4th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Now, just in case you're not aware of it, let me take you through what I've planned for you. First of all, we're going to be talking about 30 ways to find potential clients who have a higher probability of needing what you sell today. I mean, if you've ever found yourself in a position where you really wish that people that you were trying to sell had a higher degree of urgency, understand that it begins with this step. So I'm going to take you through that. We're going to talk about how to research quickly and efficiently so that it doesn't become your life's work, right? There's a couple of really cool things. In fact, two very specific tactics that I'm going to teach you there that save a tremendous amount of time for you. We're going to talk about 33 ways to approach a potential client. You always hear me talking about how it's important to change things up. This one exercise alone is going to make a world of difference for you. We're going to also share three ways to dramatically increase the probability of someone taking your call. In fact, if you've ever, which I know all of us have kind of been there and done this one, found yourself in a position where it's like, I wish I could find a way to get people to pick up their phone, right? So I've got a really good tactic that I use that has gotten my clients just a tremendous amount of great results, as well as, like, in my own practice, I use it as well. And that's another thing that you'll see throughout this course. I'm not going to be loading you up with a bunch of theory. I'm going to be showing you actual tactics that I use and that my coaching clients have been using. We're also going to talk about how to create a prospecting cadence that maximizes your exposure, but it limits the probability of you becoming a pain in the ass. You have to understand, there is a really delicate balance that you have to have. I'm going to take you through that. In fact, I'm even going to give you suggested, I call them communication maps and flight plans. I'm going to give you some suggested flight plans to follow. We're also going to talk about different email approaches that you could be using both in the subject line and the body of the email. And that's where you're going to get 15 email templates that I'm going to be sharing. Also, in fact, you know, let me just stop there. There's actually going to be a total of 20 templates that I'm going to be sharing with you. So we've got 15 that are going to be dedicated to the emails that you're sending. You're going to have 4 that are going to be dedicated to leaving a better voicemail, right? Like, you guys never come across voicemail, right? Everybody always picks up their phone. And then we're going to have 1 template to help you have an incredible opening statement when it comes to your cold calls. And the way I go about my opening statement is very, very different than the way you've probably been taught. So right there alone might be a real, you know, light bulb moment for you. We're going to talk about how to craft an objection-resistant dialogue. Now, that is a really important thing for you to think about. Many times when it comes to objections, we're taught objections after the fact. So if somebody says not interested, say these things. If somebody says, well, I already have someone, or I'm under contract, say these things, or whatever. But really, the best way to handle an objection is to not have one in the first place. So how do we create a dialogue that is resistant to people poking holes in our argument? We're also going to talk about 12 ways to prevent skepticism and doubt and resistance and hesitation, all those things that you just love as a salesperson. But also, we have to be realistic and realize that no matter how awesome our ability is to prevent objections, sooner or later, you're going to get one. So I'm going to share with you a 3-step formula that will help you in responding to about 95% of the objections, certainly all of your typical objections that you might come across. 3 really cool tactics to use when somebody says, send me your information. And that one is an interesting one if you think about it, because many times we think that's kind of an objection. Nobody's telling you no. They're just more or less stalling. So we're going to talk about how to handle that and actually turn it around and use what you've been given, because a lot of people don't realize that you're actually been given an opportunity. So I'm going to show you how to leverage that opportunity, and certainly four types of voicemails along with the templates that capture the recipient's attention. So if you'd like to learn more, you got to move quick because we're about to pull the plug on this. And, you know, one last thing. We have this set up so that not only do we have – it's a two-session course, by the way. Not only do you have the whole ability to sign up for the two-session course, but there is a one-on-one coaching upgrade where you and I can have a 30-minute call, and we can pretty much talk about whatever you want. I mean, yeah, I'll read your story for 30 minutes if you want, right? But seriously, I mean, we can certainly talk about the different things we cover in the course. A lot of the people signing up right now, they want to do like a sparring session with me where I will throw every conceivable objection at them. They have to come back with some rebuttals, and we tape the session so that you can review everything later on and kind of step back and have a feel of like where your performance was at during that sparring session. Now, the deal is with the coaching call upgrade, we only have about five of these left, and that's after me adding 10 more of them. Originally, we had 30 that were available. They sold out quickly. I added another 10. I think it was on Monday of this week or Tuesday. And, you know, we just have a few more left. We have like five left. So if you want that coaching call upgrade, you're going to have to move quickly. But either way, whether you want the upgrade or you just want to join us, now is the time because we're about to pull the plug on this because we launch tomorrow, Thursday, May 4th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So the link that you need to know and you need to visit like ASAP would be yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyourprospecting. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyourprospecting. If you have any questions about this and you want to reach out to me and get my thoughts on something or whatever, email me directly at paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. So the link, yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyourprospecting, or certainly the email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And with that, I am Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, and I am hoping that I have an opportunity to roll up my sleeves and learn with you tomorrow, May 4th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. See you there.